That was the caregiver though. I want to see if because he got a new number that I didn't have.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Allen, how you doing? This is Robin from Family First Care.
Yeah.
Hi.
Listen.
I was trying to call you to see if you was aware of a decrease you was getting for your hours after they did your assessment.
I didn't get no letter on that. I didn't hear nothing about that. Yeah. But I'm listening now.
Okay, so you received a decrease as of August 31st.
Yeah.
From 55 hours to 35 hours a week.
So I got a pill?
Okay. So your caregiver basically was overpaid for 2 weeks. The decrease is going to go down to 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I appeal it, though?
I'm sorry?
Can I appeal it? What's happening?
You can call, you can get in touch with your service care coordinator and see if you could do it that way.
Okay.
But there will be a decrease. Now, we overpaid him for the last 2 weeks. So we might have to decrease his hours for maybe about 2 weeks until it goes evenly to where it's not overpaid. Because we don't want to pull nothing, you understand?
I heard you.
It'll go down to 5 hours a week after everything is pulled. And like I said, you can give a call to your service coordinator if you want to go the other route also. But this has to happen as of today.
Well, don't call him.
Okay. I just spoke to Anthony, and I told him that there is a decrease. Okay. So, but he was, so what I'm doing is, since there's a decrease of 35 hours, I'm going to raise his pay up a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, but he will be seeing a change in his hours. I'm going to give him a call back now so he can know.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.